Spirit.
Amen.
Today I want to focus on our first reading from the book of Genesis. This is a story about what biblical theologians call the fall. It's meant to be a story about how the human race got into its present unfortunate state. The trouble started when Adam and Eve ate fruit from the wrong tree. God had given them access to everything in the garden with only one exception. Right in the middle of the garden was one tree that was declared off limits. They were not to eat of its fruit. They weren't even to touch it. And the penalty for violating this prohibition was death. Well, of course, you know the rest of the story. Adam and Eve did the very thing that they had been explicitly told not to do. They ate the forbidden fruit, and the results were swift in coming. The first human beings were banished from the Garden of Eden, and the human race had been in trouble ever since. But you know, if I was Adam and Eve's defense attorney, I would appeal their case on two counts. The first would be entrapment. If God did not want them to eat of that fruit, why did he make it so accessible? I mean, how do you deal with a two-year-old when you don't want them to touch something? You put it out of the way so they can't reach it. You certainly don't put it right in the middle of their play area and tell them to leave it alone, because you know what's going to happen. Now, my second appeal would be that the punishment does not fit the crime. A society does have to have rules and a way to enforce them, but the death penalty for eating the wrong fruit? I mean, come on, give me a break. To inflict such a harsh punishment as that makes for such a minor offense is unjust in the extreme. But of course, I hope you know that this story is not intended as a history lesson. It is possible to understand it that way, and some people do. But the important thing is that we do not miss its message. Like the rest of the Bible, this story is a lesson about the realities of human life. It's not about a garden with lush fruit trees. Now, the word Eden has become a separate word in our language. It now means a paradise. But this story from Genesis is not about that. In fact, it's not even about Adam and Eve. They are just vehicles of the stories. Adam's name, the name Adam, is a Hebrew word, the Adam. The human being. The archetypal human being. In other words, this story is about you and me. It's a reminder that we human beings have been endowed with the ambiguous ability of choice. And what we do with that ability will determine the quality of our lives. We can misuse our power of choice, and the result of that can bring misery to ourselves and to others. Or we can use it the way God intended. And those right choices can enrich our living for all time and for all eternity. You know, as a matter of fact, this ability to make rational choices is part of what the Bible means when it says that we human beings are created in the image of God. Animals react out of instinct. We are capable of reflective action. We can even choose to do those things that absolutely go against our instincts. Many people have sacrificed their lives through the years in order to save somebody else. And of course, we can choose to be cruel and selfish, or simply uninterested in the plight of others. We can make ourselves the center of the universe, not God, not our neighbors. And the consequences of this wrong choice, this sin, has been apparent since human race began. continues. We do have this sense of being naked and ashamed. You know, we hide from each other. We put on false faces to mask our true selves. Out of fear, I think. And maybe a little bit of shame. And there are times when we can feel naked and ashamed before God. Well, the story continues to unfold. Next comes the classic human ploy of passing the buck. Adam got caught in the act of disobedience. God found him out. So what was his response to this? The woman that you gave me, God, she gave you the fruit, so I ate. He's saying, in effect, it's really not my fault. It was the woman's fault. And also, by implication, it's your fault, God, because you are the one that gave her to me. And this, of course, is utter nonsense. It doesn't matter who happened to hand him the fruit. It was still his choice. It was still his responsibility. So what excuse does the woman have? The serpent tricked me. The serpent beguiled me. The devil made me do it. Again, you see, it's not her fault. You see, here in this simple, relatively short story is the essential human problem, outlined for us in a stark way. We are creatures who have the tremendous ability to choose. We possess a God-like ability. No other creature on this earth has that. But from the beginning, we have misused this power and made wrong choices. Our relationship with God and our neighbors has been distorted. We're in trouble. And the evidence of that trouble is on the news every single day. And it has been that way since human beings began to walk this earth. The story of the fall in the book of Genesis seems to say that God is angry with us. He kicks us out of the garden. He's disappointed with us. Well, fortunately, the story does not end there. Many people miss the part of the story that is an essential part of the story, that just seem to gloss over it. Right before God banishes Adam and Eve from the garden, there is an extremely tender image. Do not miss it. This is what it says. And the Lord God made for Adam and Eve garments of skin, and he clothed them. He still loves them. Those of us who are parents understand that our kids get in trouble. You abandon them? No. You continue to love them. And that is what God does for us. It's a very tender image. It's meant to be reassuring to us poor sinners. The story of the Garden of Eden is bad news. But you know what? It's also the beginning